Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Linda Spilzinger in memory of her father, Mordechai Eliezer Lipa Ben Zev, Zichrono Levracha. A little over a month ago, I announced that with all the June wedding season, we wouldn't be able to do a Shaila of the Month until mid-July. It is now roughly mid-July, and we resume our regular Shaila of the Week. There are going to be a couple of weeks in August when there are a lot of weddings, but Bezrat Hashem, we get back to our regularly scheduled programming starting this week. And the Shaila that I want to present this week is the first Shaila I ever received in the Halachos of Orla. The Halachos of Orla, I received an Orla Shaila last week, and the Shaila went as follows. We just took the kids to a nursery, not a nursery for children, but a nursery for plants, and we decided that we were going to start a home garden. So many of us, in our backyard we have tomatoes growing, and we have cucumbers and the like, but in this particular nursery they decided they were going to add blueberries as well. And the question was, is there a problem of Orla if I have a blueberry plant or tree or bush in Chutz La'aretz that would prohibit me from eating any of the blueberries for the first 3 years that I have this tree? That is the Shaila that I received. Now, we'll start tonight with just background to this question. Of course, there is a prohibition. There's an Isur Midoraisa. If you planted, an orchard in Eretz Yisrael, you planted, a pomegranate tree in Eretz Yisrael, and you just put the seed in the ground, then the halacha states that for the first 3 years of that tree's life, you cannot consume any of its produce. It is prohibited with the status of Arla. Now, of course, that applies in Eretz Yisrael. Does it apply in Chutz La'aretz as well? We know that many halachos governing agriculture, many halachos governing the produce of the earth, has significant discrepancies between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Would it apply here? So here we have a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin that appears in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis through Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that tells us as follows. Kol mitzvah shehi teluya ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that pertains to agriculture, that pertains to the produce of the earth, ein anoheges ela ba'aretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'eina teluya ba'aretz. And if you have a mitzvah that is not contingent on produce of the earth, noheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, then it applies universally. So based on that, if you stopped the Mishnah there, you would say that there is no mitzvah of arla in chutz la'aretz. But then the Mishnah adds a qualification. You flip the page, and the Mishnah says, chutz min ha'orla v'kilayim. Except for Orla and Kilayim. Orla, the halacha prohibiting, again, produce for the first 3 years. Kilayim, mixing different forms of produce together. Those are prohibited in Chutz La'aretz as well. And this is passed by the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Reish Tzadi Dalad. Sif Ches, where he says, Orla noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman. He says very simply, Orla applies in all times and in all places. Bein b'shal ovid kochavim, bein b'shal Yisrael. It doesn't matter if the tree itself is owned by a Jew or a non-Jew. It is prohibited whether you are in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Now, he does quote one significant difference between Orla in Eretz Yisrael and Orla in Chutz La'aretz that emerges from the analysis of the Gemara Kiddushin there, Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches. He says, Elisha b'shal Eretz Yisrael himinat Torah, uv'chutz La'aretz halacha l'moshe misinai. He says, there is a difference regarding the sourcing of these various halachos. When it comes to Orla in Eretz Yisrael, that's a regular din d'oraisa. It's beforesh bakra. It's literally in the psukim themselves that tell you that it is prohibited. Whereas when it comes to its application in Chutz La'aretz, that's learned from halacha l'Moshe miSinai. It's assumed to be some kind of oral transmission. It's Torah shebaal peh. It was transmitted to Moshe at Har Sinai. He transmitted it to Yoshua and went through the entire chain of our heritage, of our Mesorah, until we have received that halacha today. Now, in the next sif, in sif test, the Shulchan Aruch notes that this is not just a theoretical question regarding the sourcing of these halachos, but actually has one very important practical application as well. In sif test, he says, Safek orla be'eretz Yisrael aser, uvechutz la'aretz mutter. If you have a safek orla, you have a tree, you encounter this tree, you've never seen it before, and you have no idea how old it is. You're not a professional arborist or horticulturalist, whatever the case may be, and you're not capable of aging the tree or dating the tree the moment that you see it. So if you're an Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machmir. You have to assume that there's a possibility that it's been in its first 3 years. You can't just take the produce from the tree. However, in Chutz La'aretz, it is mutter. You are allowed to take fruit from the tree in a case of Safek Orla, and this is indeed itself is based on a Mishnah in Maseches Orla, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Now, that is a little bit of a strange halacha. Why is it a strange halacha? Shach already points this out. Sorry? Someone said it. Neither one is a mitzvah midrabanan. The ordinary principle is that if you have a suffix on a d'oraisa matter, you have to be strict and machmir, if it's from the Torah. If it's midrabanan, then you are licensed to be makil. Now, in this instance, whether something is learned from the psukim themselves, it's literally in the text of the Torah, or it's halacha l'moshe misinai, it's some kind of transmitted tradition, either way, those are both considered halachos midrabanan, and based on ordinary principles of psak halacha, you would have to be machmir in an instance of suffix, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. And again, the Shach points this out in Sifkat and Yotas, commenting on that Sif in Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Aval pishu alachol Rosh Misinai uvchol alachol Rosh Misinai kaimel on sveika azar kamo b'shal Torah." He says, even though really, on the basis of general principles of halacha, you should have to be machmir even by orlas chutz la'aretz, because it's alachol Rosh Misinai that is treated as the araisa. Mikol makom alachol Rosh Misinai shebekan kach nem Rosh sveiko yehi motor hachamir b'shas. He says the alachol Rosh Misinai was, the transmission was, you need to be machmir on orlas chutz la'aretz when you know it is orla. But if you have a suffix, part of that, again, oral transmission, part of that transmitted halachah l'moshe misinai is that you are licensed to be mekel when it comes, when you are dealing with arla and chutz la'aretz. And as we will see, that will potentially be very important for our particular shaila. But what we merge with so far is that there is a din of arla. It applies in Eretz Yisrael and it applies in chutz la'aretz. And in theory, one would need to be machmir. The next question that we will have to assess is, what does arla apply to? It certainly doesn't apply to your tomatoes. Does it apply to a blueberry bush? Does it not apply to a blueberry bush? Where does Arla apply and where does it not? Be'ezras Hashem, that is a shayla that we will discuss tomorrow night.